All right, welcome everybody to our Monday product call. This is Rachel speaking. We've got some announcements to make, and then we'll go ahead and get started with our call. We've got Dr. Erica Shields on the line. She's our fitness ambassador here at Limitless Worldwide, and we all love having her on our calls and at our events, so we'll get to hear from her in just a second. So all of our announcements can be found in our Limitless Voice email that goes out on Thursdays. This last week's went out Thursday morning. We have some news on the holidays coming up, the last days that you can order product in order to get it in time for Christmas this Sunday. So you'll want to make sure and double check those dates. So if you plan on ordering things and you want them to be either to you or to your friends and family by Christmas, you'll want to make sure and get those ordered in time. In observance of Christmas and New Year's Day, we will be closed on Monday, December 26th and Monday, January 2nd. We also have posted in The Voice our holiday hours for the week of December 27th through the 30th, so make sure and check The Voice for those hours. Our holiday catalog is still available. Those awesome gift sets are still available for purchase, along with everyone's new favorite product, Defend GS. We have our anniversary celebration fly-in tickets on sale right now. Through December 31st, they are $99, and then as of January 1st, they will increase to $125. So you're going to want to go ahead and get your tickets before that price increases and really build and push towards this event because it's going to be a great one. And then we have a nice little spot in our email now where we're going to start listing all of our promotions so that it's an easy way for you to stay caught up with what we've got going on and all the things you should be running at. The one that was announced last Saturday's update call was cash for credit cards, and the terms and conditions for that can be found in your back office as well as in The Voice. And that runs through December 31st, so you've got another week or two to run at that, so make sure you're taking advantage of that promotion. We also have our Cancun experience, and we have the deadline for that is January 31st, and we have double sponsoring points in December. So again, only a couple weeks left to take advantage of those double sponsoring points. We have our Nights on Broadway promotion that is accompanying our February anniversary event. We have our double LDR points promotion. Those both end January 31st, so make sure you're running at those. We have our 10-3-10 max sampling promotion. The qualification deadline for that is February 10th, so that will go through our fly-in. And then, as always, keep climbing the limitless ladder. And all of that information, the terms and conditions that you need for all those promotions can be found in The Voice as well as in your back office. We also have a social media contest that we have started that you're going to want to take advantage of. Everyone loves skinny sticks, and everyone loves them even more when they're free. So don't miss the chance to get free apple spice skinny sticks and a skinny sticks variety pack. All you have to do is post your favorite apple spice skinny sticks recipes on our Me Even Better Facebook page by 11:59 p.m. on Monday, January 2nd, and you'll be entered in to win free skinny sticks. For more details, we did send out an email over the weekend with all of the rules and qualifications for that. So go ahead and check that email for that and make sure you're testing all your favorite recipes with our apple spice skinny sticks. We did that this last Friday for all of our distributors that were here for Will Call, and it was a blast. And we came up with some really fun, fun and unique recipes that were, a really good way to utilize those apple spice skinny sticks.
We had some really yummy ones in there, so yeah. Check those out on the email that went out. It was a lot of fun.
Exactly. This Friday, again, we will have Will Call from 10 to 2. You can come in and get your favorite products without paying for shipping before the holidays. If you need any last-minute gifts, that's a great time to get them. We will not have an update call and webinar this Saturday, Christmas Eve. We want you to be able to enjoy that time with your family. And then we will not have a product call next Monday, but we will resume our regular schedule the following week. This Tuesday, so tomorrow evening, we have one of our favorite episodes of You Even Better will be streaming on our broadcast site, and that is our NSF episode hosted by Steve Campbell featuring Stephen Randolph and Shan Lassig, and that was a very fun episode to tape. And it's a great one to watch. So make sure you're bringing people over to watch that broadcast. And I believe that does it for our announcements. So let's see. Eric, are you with us?
I am.
Awesome. Well, yep. I think Erica's got... Yes, we can. Can everyone hear Erica, hopefully?
Yes.
Erica's got a few of her favorite products she wants to talk to us about today.
Yeah, so I think I've told you guys, by the way, Merry Christmas, everyone. I feel like I haven't seen or talked to you guys for a really long time. I'm kind of going through some limitless family withdrawals, so let's say that right off the bat. But anyway, it's great to be on the call today. It's a beautiful day here in Denver, and I wanted to talk to you guys about two products that I repeatedly told you how much I love, and can't live without, and that is Force and Electrify. Those are two products that, you know, if you had to choose, in my opinion, if you could only buy one or two products, I would definitely have Force and Electrify in your repertoire of items that you need to purchase. And the reason is Force is such a great product to help give you the stamina that you need in the gym. I know sometimes, you know, when you're running on the treadmill or walking, or, you know, you get out of breath or your muscles start to get tired and that lactic acid builds up, you know, Force is a great oxygenator. And what that means is it provides oxygen into your cells to give you the endurance that you need to push a little harder, go a little faster, you know, ride your bike a little longer, and it helps give you the energy and the strength as well. And the other product that I really love is Electrify, which is a thermogenetic, and helps to help burn more calories while you're working out, and even after the fact. The research shows that if you use Electrify as directed, it gives you more calorie burn after you work out. So who doesn't want that? And one of the exciting things is I'm just finishing up a report now for Limitless with our Limitless bike study that we did. And across the board, almost unanimously, our riders have said that the Force and Electrify has really helped to make a difference in their riding speed and endurance. It's just amazing. So I'm really excited to get that out. And some of the questions that I've been asked in the past is, do you have to use them both together? Because some people don't necessarily want to lose weight, but, you know, they want to be able to have that extra energy in the gym. And so I would definitely say if you had to pick between the two, they, of course, work synergistically the best. But if you had to pick between the two in the gym, you definitely want the Force, because it's got, you know, the niacin in it. It's got the beta-alanine in it, which is really important for that stamina and that muscle endurance. So those are two products that I really, really love and that I was asked to talk about today. And I would love to encourage you all to, you know, use those products. And especially as we're getting into the holidays, please, please, please don't give up on your physical activities. And please make sure that you're using your Limitless products, because it's going to help you maintain, you know, be successful throughout the holidays, because this is a really, really, really tough time. I know for me it's a struggle because I've got candy all over my house, and I vowed to not have any of it throughout the holidays because I'm trying to get back into shape for the pageant coming up. So, you know, you guys, I'm really, you know, Limitless products do work. They work if you use them as directed. Don't try and do crazy things with them, because, you know, the results will not give you the results that you're looking for. So, like I said, Force and Electrify together, I swear by it. Those are my go-to products. And so I don't know how to stress it to you enough. Make sure that you're taking it. This is also really important. Make sure you do take those products an hour before you exercise to maximize the most benefit. I know that sometimes if I forget, I will take it, like, right before I walk into the gym doors. And then, you know, it doesn't kick in until after an hour, and I'm pretty much done with my workout in an hour or so. So make sure that you get the benefit by taking it as directed. And the way I do that is make sure that you schedule it in, have your products already, you know, in your little pill boxes all ready to go the night before, whatever it takes to be successful, because you guys, these products do work. And I know you know this. I'm kind of preaching to the choir, I feel. But you guys, these are the best products. I love them. I used to use all kinds of different pre-workouts before I used Limitless products, and these, by far, bar none, do great for me. So please go out and encourage your, you know, your distributorship and your clients to get Force and Electrify in your cabinet right away, and skinny sticks.
Awesome. Thanks, Erica. I think we've got a question. Alan, what do you have for us?
Yeah, so, hi, Erica. Hey,
hi.
Give us some overall general eating hits for the holidays. You shared a good point about, hey, just tell yourself don't eat those sweets that are hanging around the house. But what are some other insights you might have that maybe can help us enjoy some of the flavors of the season without eating too much of the bad stuff? Any suggestions?
Well, you know, I had a couple suggestions before, and I'm actually doing them myself. One of the things that the holidays are, you know, it's really common to be very, very dessert-ridden. I think that we look forward to those apple pies and those fruit breads and all of those things that make up the holidays, and there, you know, there's childhood memories involved, there's family time involved, and to just have, sometimes it's just, you know, it just brings happiness to be able to have those kinds of things. I would recommend, and I don't want to tell you guys not to have these things because that's part of the joy of the holidays. I honestly recommend, and this is a tried and true fact, if you get your workout or your physical activity in first thing in the morning, then your desire to indulge in those types of things is decreased. It is a fact. Also, allow yourself that time on Christmas Day. Allow your, or if you celebrate on Christmas Eve, allow yourself to indulge on that one day. But you don't have to indulge on the 23rd, on the 21st, and even afterwards. So allow yourself those cheats. But then again, like I said before, make sure that you do not have all of these things visible to you in your home, because that's gonna, you're just gonna walk by the M&M jar and you're gonna put a handful of M&Ms in your mouth 100% of the time if you have it visible.
Yeah.
So I have my candies hidden in little things that you have to actually open the jar, unscrew it. It kind of, it's a little more work, but it's cute. It's hidden, but it's still visible. And I also definitely encourage you to increase your fiber intake. Definitely, you know, instead of having, you know, like a lot of rice and a lot of sweet potatoes for your meals leading up to the Christmas Day or Christmas Eve, whichever one you celebrate, make sure that you increase your vegetable intake. I eat a lot of spinach and I eat a lot of salad, and that will fill you up so that you're more sated and less likely to cheat and indulge in sugar. So increasing fiber intake, decreasing those starchy carbs, very, very simple, easy things to do, and then allow yourself that cheat on that day and enjoy the pie and stuff like that. So for me, right now, my diet's pretty much really, you know, moderate proteins, about 3 ounces or so, 4 or 5 times a day, and then I have oodles and gobs of vegetables, salad, spinach, you know, I go to Trader Joe's, they already have Brussels sprouts and cauliflower rice and all that kind of stuff already chopped up for you. So super, super easy. I'll go to Safeway and get already the chopped up vegetables for the stir fry, stick it in. It makes it really simple for me because I'm a very, very busy person, as you all are. So, and I'll cook that all up, throw in my chicken and have my food prepped and in my little backpack like I still carry today. And that makes it so much easier so that when I get home, I'm less likely to dip into my M&Ms. So to reiterate, high fiber, lots of fiber, and then make sure you're getting your workout in sometime earlier in the day if it's possible. That way you're less likely to cheat and have cravings later on in the day.
Awesome. Thank you. For back to Force and Electrify, Erica, we had a question come in. For runners, if someone is a runner and, you know, does, you know, half marathons and marathons and things like that,
yep.
And they're going to start with one product, would you recommend Force or Electrify and why? Like, if they're just going to start with one.
If they had to choose with one, I personally would recommend going with Force. Because Force also increases, if you're a runner, you're going to want that. If you're a long-distance runner, you're going to want to have that endurance. Because a lot of people will hit the wall after a certain amount of miles. And having that oxygen into your system will help you go that little extra mile if you had to choose between the two. Because a lot of runners, honestly, competitive runners especially, aren't necessarily looking to lose weight. They're looking to increase their time and distance. So I would say Force over Electrify if they had to choose between the two.
Awesome. Thank you. Kevin Phelps just texted in to let us know that Force was a big part of him running his fastest 50-miler ever. So congrats to Kevin.
Gosh, awesome.
Yeah, on that, we love hearing testimonials. It's awesome. So we're really glad that's working for you. And we want to thank Erica for being on our call today. We know how busy you are, and we really appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to check in with us, and we love hearing from you. So thank you.
Miss you guys.
Awesome. Well, we're going to go ahead and send, we're going to send Force and Electrify, since we're talking about it, to one lucky question asker, and that person is Barbara Kindness. Awesome. Thanks, everyone, for your questions. We're going to go ahead and ship that out to Barbara.
Hey, and can I just interject here? This is Malin. I just want to make one more interjection that we talked about recipes for apple spice skinny sticks and some really great ways to be able to take advantage of those. Make sure, guys, you go check your email because those recipes went out to everybody, and we want you to kind of try and figure out how you integrate apple spice skinny sticks into your recipes and post them online because we're going to do a contest and reward that on after the first of the year. So the deadline to submit your recipes, and Rachel, they just post them on Facebook, right?
Uh-huh. Just post them on our Me Even Better Facebook page. That's all you got to do. It's super simple.
And then as you're going on Me Even Better, if you haven't liked it, like it. And if you're not getting the post, go there and like as many posts as you possibly can so that you can take advantage of all this. So like all those recipes because then they'll start coming into your posts.
Awesome. Thank you for reminding us about that. And with that, we'll go ahead and take it off mute and just say goodbye as you leave the call, and we'll talk to you soon.